And so it's raining. It's so beautiful outside. I wanted to write a few pieces of poetry that we can use for Oceans 28. So I just, you know, just let me know. Okay? It's by this, so it's by Atticus, and the name is The Dark Between Stars. Alright, so Atticus, The Dark Between Stars. Stay with me. For my mother, for hiding poetry where I'd find it. Gracias, Mama. I loved you, so I drew these ties of men into my hands and wrote my will across the sky and stars. That's by actually T.E. Lawrence on the Seven Pillars of Wisdom. And I made a little note because, you know, two notes, right? Equal but equally important. One is actually inspired by Rihanna, Robin, Fenty, and it's my constellations in space, right? But it's not just Rihanna here, it's Pharrell Williams as well. It's this beautiful dancer that I do not know her name, but she just freaking rocks that lemon choreography, and she just is a fucking beast, and I just, yo, girl, but so much more, like that beat, man, like, doom, 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 like, but for me, it's, I get poetry how I live it, you know, with regards to this passage in particular. So, the next note is, my quantum of black matters of the heart, encrusted with stars. Woe is me. I can't help but fall in love with you. Don't Shoot. Okay, Don't Shoot is dedicated to that pesky little angel with wings that looks like a baby with a bow and an arrow, and it just fucking ruins your life. I swear to God. Excuse me. And I Can't Help But Fall In Love With You is it's an age-old song, you know, like it's just one of those fucked up romances that don't exist. And the following page is headlined by stars. Well, not the immediate following page, but the immediate the one it's for my part, I know nothing with any certainty, but the sight of stars makes me dream. Vincent van Gogh. Van Gogh captures a very lucid-like dream view of the stars, in the rain, but at night with lights. They are the lights, and they are so beautiful. It pains me to think of all the sadness, the deep melancholic state Vincent was in. As an artist to create such timeless truths, it takes a lot. It took his soul. He laughed. My darling, you will never be unloved by me. You are too well tangled in my soul. For this one, his laughter is like lightning. Have you ever tried to have a conversation with a god? Because I swear, I promise, I speak, I remain silent. I write notes. I stand by it. I will sit down for it. And the stars may fall, and I am in love with you. The Fault in Our Stars. Ugh, one of my favorite books, one of my favorite adaptations of the book. They are creating a timepiece of a film dedicated to love and disease. And your favorite author, please. I just... Anyway. Augustus Waters and Hazel Grace Lancaster. Ugh! And I forgot the author. I'm a horrible person. John Green. I love your work. I love it. So beautiful. I think I'm going to read that book again. Anyway. Join to the soul, me and mine, sigh, love, and then this is emoji. Because we live in a digital age, right? And expression is so much more than just having a conversation these days. It's about taking a picture, tagging, calls, texts, emails, telegrams, postcards, mail, spam, unwanted messages, pop-ups, phishing, the government spying on certain individuals. Dum dum dum. And on page 4 we have Atticus, and he has, I don't know the truth of you, she whispered, like it was at night, right? And no, listen, like I don't know you like that. But like, I have this feeling in my stomach. I think I ate something very... No, man, I'm allergic to that. What did you... Oh, shit, man. I'm gonna be in the bathroom forever now. God. Just right before you get your whole life to change. Huh. So fucked up. Like, man, where have you been, Villa, all my life? More fluttered than... I really need to see a doctor. Our love happened to us all at once. We had no time to think. We were caught up in the adventure of it and hadn't a moment to spare. I'd run to you still, mon ami. I fell in love the way you fall asleep. First slowly, then all at once. And then there's this verse, right? Remember that song that, I think it's an 80s song. Oh my love. Ding, ding, ding. I was just being corny on this one. Yeah, but anyway. The first time I walked in Paris, there was lingerie. And high heels. I'm talking red motherfucking bottoms. And people smell like gardens or fountains of youth or richness. And like if somebody smells like a bitch, they smell like a fucking mother rich and Kevin. Like, yay, these people smell good. Their hair. Have you seen unicorns' hair? Like, I feel like if, you know, unicorns were ever slayed and harvested for their hair, this would be it. Or mermaids, because the hair looks unreal. Like fucking dolls or something. And then, there was a great remembering. Suddenly we were like, you know, greeted by the management. Hey, Dinsang, I'm so and so, Jean, what, and then, he showed everybody to their seats, gave us these passes. Backstage, VIP, everything, you have to, like, clock in. COVID regulations, of course, like, you know, the standard. And then, greetings, your shit friends, kisses. Fuck me, man, of a thousand different dreams. You were in each one, and it would be a privilege to have my heart cherished by you. And I could never dream of breaking yours. you're mine. She said, take me to Paris. I said, my dear, you are Paris. If a thousand years are but a blink, my love, I'll settle for forever. This is taken from the Bible, right? Not directly. I wish it could come from, you know, Songs of Songs by Solomon, but Songs of Songs is about humans, you know, but this one in particular is about a god. Not a human, a god, right? This creator blinks and it's a thousand years. If you're living in his time of love and you blink in synchronicity, how old are you? More importantly, how old is this love? Is it ageless? Or is it more fucking maturing like black wine? Black, fine wine. And he planted grapes. They looked feeble, like an old tree. As if it was a metaphor to the predisposition of wine. Youth from age from youth? Which came first? The egg or the chicken? It's like the trolley problem. It goes on and on and on. And it's limited infinities. Well, unlimited infinities, because there's, you know, there's an infinite number of between 0 to infinity. 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 10, 100, 1,000, billion, trillion, centillion. And then there's 0.1, 0.11, 0.11111, 0.11111121311111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111 I'd ask for 1,000 more. Blink for love's wish. Blink, blink, blink. I woke before her, and she slept on as the sun rose, spilling light across our bed. She was an angel in my sheets, the girl I would draw if given 1,000 years and only a promise she might one day come to life. And here we have Stars, chapter Stars, Atticus, page 7. Page 9. The prettiest eyes sparkle from the inside out. Blind me with your eternal flame. Oh, such a fire. This one was actually the first four words were inspired by Jay-Z and Beyonce.
I know. I said I wouldn't collaborate with them again. But they are so good. They are so good.
And the song goes a little something like this. I don't care for no run, baby, long as I'm next to you. And she goes like, ooh, something. And then Jay-Z's like, blind me, baby, reach neon lights. Blind me with your neon lights. Motherfucking, how are you going to see the light? How are you going to see the road if you want love to blind you? It's supposed to open your eyes. Focus. But like the point here is they are so in love, they don't give a fuck. You know what I mean? Like Jay-Z and Beyonce have always just done ridiculous things when it comes to couple goals. And I fucking adore them. Hey, Blue. Hey, sir. Hey, Rumi. What's up, my G? Good. Alright, and my eternal, dark, beautiful, monstrous queen. Oh, so frightening was her love. Everyone could only see her. So, like, it goes on and on and on, right? But I just wanted some more. So, we managed to get a hold of a very dear friend of mine. No, he's not dead. He's very much alive. Please welcome to the stage, William Shakespeare. We're trying to get William on the phone right now. If you could just please bear with us. William is a very busy person. He is just busy in between lectures at varsity because, you know, he's a professor on love and poetry. Such an overachiever, William! And he's doing these dramatic things, man, in the line of orchestra and art and dramatic soliloquies, grand soliloquies, if I do say so myself. William, where are you, William? So, first of all, I'd like to give a short description of William as, you know, as a person, because it wouldn't do him any justice if I didn't. He's an old friend of mine, and he deserves respect, and I will give it to him. William Shakespeare was an English playwright, a poet, and an actor. He's widely regarded as the greatest writer in the English language and the world's greatest dramatist. He's often called England's national poet and the Baron of Avon. Oh, William. So much life. Born in April 1564, Stratford-upon-Avon, United Kingdom. He died on the 23rd of April 1616, right where he was born, Stratford-upon-Avon, United Kingdom. Spouse to Anne Hathaway. Interesting. 1582 to 1616. Was it a suicide? Was it a homicide, William? Well, we need to talk about this. Oh, they do have children. Did have children. Hamnet Shakespeare? Because Will loved Ham so much. Ham and the internet. Hamnet. And Susanna Hall. Well, you know how the soil sell about. But anyway, never mind. And so let's really get William on the phone now. William, we're trying to get a hold of your buddy. We spoke about your social anxiety, man. You can't keep doing this. I know your career's in shambles, but I'm really trying to lend a helping hand here. How do they even know, William? I lied about the universe. Okay, you may have a few books in varsity, but like, William, get your shit. A madrigal. Crabbed age and youth cannot live together. Youth is full of pleasance. Age is full of care. Youth is like summer morn, age like winter weather. Youth like summer brave, age like winter bare. Youth is full of sports, age's breath is short. Youth is nimble, age is lame. Youth is hot and bold, age is weak and cold. Youth is wild and age is tame. Age, I do abhor thee, youth, I do adore thee. Oh, my love is young. Age, I do defy thee. O sweet shepherd, hear thee, for me thinks thou stayest too long. Thank you, William. Thank you so much. Fucking love you, man. Alright, get back to work, man. I'll see you soon. Say hi to the kids. Alright, so that was William, and still busy on the mock-ups of Ocean's 28 poetry. I'm thinking something black, because we're in Africa, and Ocean's 28 is dedicated to so much in Africa. It is inspired by Africa. It is born in Africa. It is so much bigger. So, poetry from, I don't, but like, hear me out. Like, it's Ocean's 28. It's legit about Africa and everything else in Africa. It's, yes, there is that element of Ocean's 28 with Sandra Bullock and Rihanna and Mozilla, Neymar, Abel. Like, yes, that is there too, because, you know, we like showing off. But it is about Pirates of the Caribbean, Kangani, you know, like, Save, you know? And, but at the same time, it has, yelele, you know? Yeah, so it's just the whole chakantsuke of culture. Mm-hmm. So we don't know any good African poets because we don't read books, né? So we're just going to just Google something here, yeah. Just Google something, just because you don't know anything. No man, you don't know anything. You don't read. No, it's true. You don't. Hey, you're embarrassing us. Hmm? You're not opening up. Why not? What are you doing? 12 years. Talk from grade 1 to... And you don't know... Yo! What a waste. Education is priceless, damn it. It's bad enough that our curriculum is very low compared to everything else. Mole fatsing and you can't even pick up book. Wanyana when? Or twila hambi? Africa. In the sublimity of nature's silence, profound thou sister queen among the nations, a marcus with regal pride, thy wide domain, thy trackless desert unexplored by man, spread neath the smile of heaven's meridian sun, shining in vain upon their barrenness, while sister realms rejoicing in his beams, his kindly influence own in grateful bloom. Adorned with richest fruits and fairest flowers, thy mountains dark magnificently rude, sky-bearing Atlas owing as their peer, lift their proud heads to heaven. Thy golden mines yield thy bright treasures to thy diadem. Within thy spreading borders, generous Nile.
Got the Nile running through my body. Look at my natural, I'm so excited. I'm in the now, deep in the now. I'm in the now, deep in the now.
King of thy rivers, with a monarch's pride, majestic rolls his deep and mighty waters, bearing fertility through all his range. Here Niger winds his silent
secret way, yeah.
With a human step has never trod sublime in the dark mystery of his untracked course. Populous and powerful kingdoms rise to adorn.
And we want another poem from Africa. Oh my God. You would not believe what just happened. Remember Atticus? Like Atticus, there's this passage where he quotes Khalil Gibran. Guess who we have on the line right now? Thank you so much for joining us, sir. Oh my God, what? Yes, everybody give a big, warm welcome because it's fucking cold, so, Khalil Gibran, fear. It is said that before entering the sea, a river trembles with fear. She looks back at the path she has traveled, from the peaks of the mountains, and the long winding road crossing forests and villages. And in front of her, she sees an ocean so vast that to enter, there seems nothing more than to disappear forever. But there is no other way. There's no other way. The river cannot go back. Nobody can. No one knows what it means, but it's provocative. Gets the people going. To go back is impossible in existence. The river needs to take the risk of entering the ocean, because only then will fear disappear. Right then, because that's where the river will know. It's not about disappearing in the ocean, but becoming the ocean. Yeah, you waved. What? Alright, let's take a break because somebody seems out of place right now. We'll be back later on to discuss the rest of the poetry because right now it's not sounding too pashash as promised. I thought you would like really come up with some. No, like, cut, are we still, I swear to God, you better not release this as bloopers, it'll cut up here, quick cut, no, this is no, you're wasting my time, you're wasting company resources, man, Black excellence, every day.